You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
My time to catch up on the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm Dave Ramond with Michael Bauman sitting in today. Appreciate the visit, Michael. Let's talk a little Brewers. We haven't had a chance to sit down and discuss this team in rebuild mode, if you will. We wanted to take this week to get to know somebody new, a new face of this team, whether it's percolating up from the minor league system or maybe via trade, that kind of thing. Who sticks out for you? Who's a guy that the fans might be worth taking a little time to get to know?
Well, Dave, their number one prospect is clearly Orlando Arcia, shortstop. In MLB.com's breakdown of the top 100 prospects, preseason last year he was 88, but at the end of the season he was 12. This guy is known as is drafted out of Venezuela. He's a tremendous glove man. He was ready to play in the majors as a teenager from the standpoint of defense, but his hitting was suspect initially. But last year, Biloxi in the Southern Association, suddenly he came up with a 307 average, hit the ball to the gaps with, you know, at least line drive power, and demonstrated he has a total game. So he's suddenly a multifaceted prospect as opposed to just an excellent glove guy. And given the direction of the club with the rebuilding, I would think that if he hits a AAA initially this year, he probably has an excellent chance of being with the big club during the 2016 season.
Do things change when an organization is in the state that the Brewers are in right now? You know, normally GMs, you know, you have the aggressive ones, you have the conservative ones who like to take their time getting guys up. You have other guys who like to, rush him a little bit. There's nothing to lose, right? Would there be any harm in getting him, to the big leagues a little quicker?
I don't think so, and I think that he's somebody that the fan base would be aware of and would be eager to see. I mean, there are a lot of marginal guys currently manning some of those positions for the Brewers, and this is somebody who actually has a legitimate future. I don't think there's any harm whatsoever in giving him a long look. He's what is to be gained. He's not going to get better defensively. He's already reached a peak there, and the last test will be proving whether or not he can hit major league pitching, and let's get going with it.
I remember when the Houston Astros were blowing things up, and Ed Wade used to talk about it being the land of opportunity. I mean, young players, like, even for that matter, guys with a couple of years under their belt but still looking to really solidify themselves, he kind of advertised it as, well, this is an opportunity for you maybe to get a little head start on other people, get that clock going, whatever the case. But in this kid's situation, we know he's going to be a big league ball player. We know he's going to get there pretty rapidly. That adjustment to big league hitting, how much can we take from his minor league numbers as we try to project?
Well, I think he's shown a progression, which a lot of guys don't. I mean, they start out hitting 340 in rookie ball. By the time they get to AAA, they're hitting 245. And this guy's gone in the opposite direction. As he's advanced through the system, he's become a better hitter. That's very, very encouraging. When he goes to Colorado Springs this coming season, you can have some inflation of the offensive numbers because they're playing at altitude, and it's an incredibly hitter-friendly situation there. But even having said that, from talking to scouts who have observed him over the seasons, he's got a nice short stroke, he makes contact, he puts the bat on the ball, and it's just a matter of him getting strong enough to hit the ball for some distance. He's never going to be a huge home run hitter, but I think he had 35 doubles this year, which was a career high, and he's demonstrated that gap power. So I think that overall, his offensive emergence has been encouraging.
Yeah, I guess it is sort of hard to say with much certainty when they're, as young as he is. Baseball Reference has him listed as 165 pounds. That may well be the number when he was drafted. I don't know. But and you do see that guys drafted or rather signed out of places like Venezuela or the Dominican Republic or whatever, they come to America and get on the more rigorous training programs and dietary programs. They do put on a lot more strength and weight over time. And who knows really what we're looking at yet with him?
Yeah, exactly. He's slight at this point. There's no question about that. But he looks like a shortstop. He he moves like a classic shortstop. So, yeah, a little bit more muscle, you know, a little bit more development would be okay. I mean, I don't think they want him to change body types. But as you said, you know, he'll have the advantages of better nutrition and a better setup from that regard.
Is there a good comp for him yet, Michael? Is that a silly thing to do at this point in the guy's career?
Well, I mean, people will always throw up somebody's name. I don't, you know, is he Davey Concepcion? You know, the build is similar, the movements are similar, but you hate to put that on a guy because, you know, that it creates the expectations of greatness that, you know, maybe nobody can achieve. But he looks a lot like the shortstops that you've seen that are able to field a position, that move gracefully with fluidity, that he has tremendous range and a fine arm. So you can throw out any number of names that wouldn't be out of bounds.
Well, it's kind of a new era for some of these shortstops, and the position itself has changed so much over the last couple of decades. For Carlos Correa, emerged last year as a spectacular young player at that position. He's probably got a little head start on Orlando, but is that the type of player we're talking about? You know, good size, slick fielder? I mean, maybe you see Correa as a guy with maybe a bit more power?
Yeah, that'd be exactly it, Dave. Correa would be a guy whose profile is a little higher offensively. But I don't think there might be much difference in them in terms of the rest of the game. This kid could be that good. I mean, Correa is something special, and this kid won't be, at least initially, the offensive player that he is. But you can see some similarities in their overall, what they bring to the game.
So what about the direction of this team? I mean, he's sort of the poster child for where this rebuild is for the Brewers. You got to get younger, got to get a lot more high-ceilinged, if you will, position by position. I still feel like they're carrying around Ryan Braun, and not that they have a heck of a lot of choice in that for the moment. But what do you think about some of the moves they've made, the direction they're headed?
Well, I like the moves that they made last year. I mean, I think they brought in some young pitching. They were desperately short of that in the organization. Brett Phillips, whom you know about, was brought in a trade as a center fielder of the future. I think he's just a question of when, not if, you know. He's obviously regarded very well as a prospect throughout baseball. And so they've added some depth from an organizational standpoint, and now it's a question of the timing. They have young pitching on hand, which they didn't have in the past, which gives them a base to operate from, but they're a long ways away at the positions, and they're having to fill in with guys who are, in essence, stopgaps. So I think the season might be the short-term pain, long-term gain kind of situation.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And, I mean, third base is an obvious spot where they've, you know, got issues and they're just going to try and hold it together for a while. But what do you do with Segura when Arcia's ready to go? I mean, where do you put him?
Yeah, that's a very good question. He's had a couple of down years offensively. He's slightly above average defensively. I think that'd be fair. But there's been a lot of discussion about how he might move over to second base and take over from Scooter Gennett, when Arcia arrives. And that's certainly one possibility, but it might just make him expendable when Arcia arrives.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now that maybe there's value there if he can put together, I guess, a good first half. But that's going to be critical.
Absolutely, yeah. And he had a wonderful 2013, and it hasn't happened since.
Yeah. Yeah, well, interesting. I mean, we'll say this much about the Brewers. They give guys like you plenty to think about and write about as they continue their massive rebuild. Michael, really appreciate the time and hopefully we'll get to do it again soon.
Dave, all the best to you. It's a pleasure being on with you.
Michael Bauman, that is MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.